Ever since Donald Trump was elected the next president of the United States, some Muslims have reported fearing for their lives and safety. On his official website, Trump has a written statement where he calls for a, quote, total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States. One of Trump's largest financial supporters even said Japanese internment camps were the model for Trump's plan for Muslims. This sort of persecution is not only seen in the U.S., but all over the world, including Iceland. Though the northern country has a small Muslim population of around 1,500, they still face discrimination and hate. Since 1999, Muslims in Iceland have been fighting for the right to build a mosque in the capital of Reykjavik. Under law, a plot of land for a house of worship is free and guaranteed, yet the mosque has not been built. Paul Fontaine is a news editor at the Reykjavik Grapevine and a member of the Multicultural Council of Reykjavik. He says when the plot was approved in the fall of 2013, people protested the mosque.
Someone went there and dumped a pig's head on the plot and a copy of the Quran, which they had dumped blood onto. And amazingly, the Muslim community in Iceland took this incident with aplomb.
The Islamic Center of Naperville, Illinois, was also built under somewhat contentious circumstances. There was public backlash after they announced a new mosque would be built. The Hope United Church of Christ and other religious outlets stepped in to make sure the people at the Islamic Center were safe in such times. Similarly, in Iceland last year, the Free Church of Reykjavik provided the Islamic Cultural Center of Iceland a safe haven to celebrate Ramadan after the ICCI was evicted due to issues with their rental contract. Director of Middle Eastern Studies in Arabic at the University of Iceland, Thorir Jonsson Hraundal, says education on the topic is imperative.
What would be very, very important is trying to engage that kind of minority group who actually openly protest to Muslims and their culture and try to have a dialogue with them. It would be very nice to see more of kind of official lines in this respect from the government, from official institutions, actually, how to address this racism.
However, anti-Muslim rhetoric is also seen in Iceland's parliament, Alþingi. In 2015, former representative for Iceland's Progressive Party, Rafn Einarsson, wrote on Facebook that the land for the mosque should be taken away and that all Muslims should be deported. Einarsson also wrote on Facebook, quote, "Those who come from Muslim countries are in every instance rapists and perpetrators of violence," end quote. Einarsson did not respond to interview requests. Fontaine believes the worst case of Muslim xenophobia came during Iceland's 2014 municipal elections via the Progressive Party, who brought up the mosque and employed rhetorical practices to sway voters.
Where you kind of throw it out there, like, but how many of them might have gone overseas to train at a madras and learn how to be terrorists? I mean, I'm not saying they are, I'm just asking. Like, this tactic was used a lot during this campaign. They went from a party predicted to get zero seats on city council to having two, which I think is a reflection of a larger problem in this country.
Since Donald Trump's election, there are reports of Muslims encountering abuse. According to a San Jose University police report, a man attacked a Muslim woman in a parking garage, pulling off her hijab and choking her. A University of Michigan crime report states a woman was approached by a man who forced her to take off her hijab or he would light her on fire. Protests have emerged around the country, showing that, among other issues, many people stand against Trump's anti-Muslim rhetoric. Lawyer Helga Vala Helgadottir believes the common Icelandic person is not anti-Muslim. She says those who incite xenophobia are in the minority. And there are legal consequences to xenophobia. In Iceland, the punishment for hate speech is up to 2 years in jail. But Helgadottir would like to see the police and justice system take more action.
I would like to see these cases go all the way to the court. Just to give the message, we will not tolerate this. We will not accept this behavior.
From the United States to Iceland, the issue of Muslim xenophobia seems present no matter the size of the group of Muslims or their location on the globe. What's also present, though, is many people fighting for justice and change. For WCRX-FM, I'm Erin Brown.